Time is a tricky thing to get right, and the way you describe it in a task one shows how accurate your language is. IELTS task one charts usually show information for the past that often continues to the present time. This is a perfect opportunity for us to use the simple past and the present perfect together in one piece of writing. If we contrast them properly and show the examiner that we know the difference between the two of them, we will be able to get a higher mark for the grammar criteria. Let's start by looking at the differences between these two tenses. Number one, the present perfect links the past with the present. The simple past only talks about the past. For example, present perfect. I've made quite a lot of notes. This means made the notes at some point in time before now, and I may take more notes. Simple past. I made notes on the most important things. This means I've finished taking notes. Number two. The present perfect does not talk about a specific time. The simple past states a specific time, or the time is understood from the context. For example, present perfect. Have you read the leaflet? This means at some point before now. Simple past. I read the leaflets when I was at the library. This means I'm not in the library now, and the reading is finished. Number three, the present perfect uses time expressions that show the time period is unfinished. The simple past uses time expressions that show the time is finished. For example, present perfect. I've read 6 articles this week. This means the week is not finished. Simple past. I read 5 books last week. This means last week has finished. Before we look at some examples, there are a couple of other things we need to take note of. Firstly, we should note the position of the time expressions that occur with the present perfect. Time words like recently, already, always, ever, just, and never often occur with the present perfect, and they come between the auxiliary and the main verb. For example, this is correct. I've already finished my essay. This is incorrect. I already have finished my essay. Secondly, some time words come after the main verb. Such time words include all my life, every day, yet, before, for ages, for 2 weeks, since 2003, since I was a child, etc. This is correct. I've felt tired for weeks. This is incorrect. For weeks, I've felt tired. Let's take a look at an example of how this works in a task one. These sentences all describe the same chart. One, the chart shows the percentage of British adults who have used the internet since 1995. Two, the number of women who have used the internet has increased by more than 60% since 1995. Three, the percentage of men who have accessed the internet rose to 60% in 2005. 4. The number of women to have accessed the internet rose each year. 5. The percentage of men who used the internet was greater than the percentage of women from 1995 to 2005. 6. However, British women have overtaken British men in internet usage since 2005. 7. The total number of people accessing the internet has grown each year, although the most significant rise occurred between 1995 and 2000. Now for some analysis. In number one, there is a connection to the present time, which is 2005. In number two, there is also a connection to the present time. In number three, a specific time is being talked about. In number four, a time in the past is being discussed with no connection to the present. In number five, a period of time is being discussed, but this period of time is finished. In number six, a period of time is being discussed that connects to with the present, and the word since is being used. In number seven, the first verb is connected to the present, and the second verb is discussing a period of time that is finished. So guys, using different tenses and time words to contrast time is a great technique that should be made use of, especially when discussing IELTS Task 1 charts that show information occurring over a period of time. If you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online along with MP3s. See you next time.